Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a think-style Amen call and response riff in Ableton Live 12 and arranging it for that old-school jungle and darker DNB energy. The big idea here is simple. We're not just looping drums and bass. We're making them talk to each other. That call and response relationship is a huge part of classic jungle. The break says something, the bass replies. Then the drums come back with a little attitude, and the bass leaves space again. That's what gives the section movement, tension, and identity without having to overload the arrangement. We're going to keep this focused on stock Ableton tools, practical editing, and arrangement moves that sound authentic. By the end, you should have a tight 8 to 16 bar section that feels like a real drop, not just a loop. First, set your project tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want it slightly more roomy and old school, you can set a little lower, around 166 to 170. The important thing is to start thinking in phrases, not just one-bar loops. Jungle and DNB live and die by phrasing. Create three core groups in your session. Drums, bass, and FX or Atmos. That gives you a clean workflow and makes it easier to balance the section later. For the drums, load an Amen break onto an audio track or into a drum rack. If you're working with audio, turn warp on and line the clip up tightly to the transient. But don't overquantize everything. Part of the old school feel comes from a little human movement. If the groove gets too rigid, it loses that bounce. A good move here is to listen carefully to where the kick and snare land, and where the ghost notes sit between the main hits. Those tiny in-between hits are what make the Amen feel alive. Treat the slices like accents, not like every hit is equally important. If everything is highlighted, nothing stands out. Now build a two-bar Amen phrase that answers itself. Think of bar 1 as the statement and bar 2 as the response. Maybe the first bar has stronger kick and snare energy, and the second bar has more chopped movement, a pickup, or a ghosted little fill. That push and pull is the core of the lesson. If you're using simpler in slice mode, slice the break to transients and map it across the pads or MIDI notes. Then program the rhythm with intention. Let a heavy snare answer a bass note. Let a ghost snare or hat fill the gap after a bass phrase. Let a tiny kick pickup lead into the next hit. You're not trying to recreate a full drum kit here. You're creating a dialogue. If the break feels too harsh, use simpler's filter and take a little top end off. Maybe low pass it gently around 10 to 14 kHz. You can also use velocity to make the ghost notes softer than the main hits. That contrast matters a lot. A soft ghost snare before a hard snare makes the hard hit feel twice as big. Next, design the bass as a two-part response. We want a clean sub foundation and a mid-range layer with character. In Ableton, operator, wave eatable, or analog can all work. A simple setup is a sine wave sub and operator, and then a detuned saw or wave eatable layer for the restyle mid-range. Keep the sub mono and stable. No wide stereo nonsense down there. Use utility if you need to force the width to zero on the sub path. The sub should be solid, focused, and easy to read in the mix. For the mid layer, add a little saturation, maybe a few dB with saturator, and shape it with a low pass filter if it gets too buzzy. You can also add slow movement with auto filter, but keep it subtle. We want pressure and motion, not a wobble fest. Now write a one or two bar bass phrase, but do not make it constant. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make in this style. The bass should answer the break, not smother it. Let the bass hit after a snare. Let it sustain into a chop drum fill. Let it drop out for a beat so the break can speak. A strong starting rhythm might be a sub hit on beat 1, a mid-range stab later in the bar, another low phrase on beat 3, and then a gap before the next snare. That gap is not empty. That gap is part of the groove. Now arrange the first 4 bars so the drums and bass trade roles. Think of it like a conversation. The drums ask a question, the bass answers, then the drums interrupt, then the bass finishes the phrase. If both are trying to speak at the same time all the way through, the groove gets crowded and loses impact. A really useful way to think about it is bar 1 is break lead with a bass teaser, bar 2 is bass answer with ghost notes in the break, bar 3 is a break variation with shorter bass hits, and bar 4 is a filler turnaround. That gives you a natural sense of flow. Use clip envelopes to automate things like bass filter or volume. For example, you could open the bass filter gradually over 2 bars, or dip the bass a couple dB during a drum fill. A short pitch bend down on the last bass note can also add a bit of tension before the next phrase. Now let's make the Amen feel alive. Instead of huge processing moves, do tiny human edits. Duplicate a ghost hit. Nudge one slice a few milliseconds earlier or later. Cut the tail of a hit short before a fill. Insert one reversed slice into a transition. These small changes make a big difference. For FX, keep it musical and selective. A return track with echo gives you a dubby tail. A short reverb, maybe around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, can add space without washing out the groove. Auto filter is great for sweeping the break into and out of sections. Beat repeat can work too, but use it sparingly, just as a moment, not as a permanent effect. A classic move is to automate a low-pass filter on the break, so the intro starts narrow and filtered, then opens up into the drop over one or two bars. That creates tension and release without needing a big flashy fill. You can also use a reverse reverb or a reversed break tail right before a new phrase. That little lift feels very jungle. Next, let's glue the drums and bass together without overprocessing them. Route the drums and bass into their own groups and then into the master premix. On the drum group, a glue compressor with a low ratio, around 2:1, a moderate attack, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction can help the break sit together without flattening it. On the bass group, use saturator before compression if you want more audible mid-range. If needed, add gentle sidechain compression from the kick or snare, but don't overdo it. Use utility to check the mono image and keep the low end under control. A nice extra move is a parallel drum smash return. Put glue compressor, saturator, and maybe a Q8 on a return, roll off the low end below around 120 Hz and blend it in quietly. That gives you density and attitude without destroying transient life. Now turn the loop into an actual section. Don't leave it static. Use a simple old-school phrase plan. Bars 1 to 4 can be the main idea. Bars 5 to 8 can add a fill, open the filter, or bring in extra ghost snares. Bars 9 to 12 can remove one bass hit and change the break response. Bars 13 to 16 can give you a turnaround with impact, a reverse, or a stop. That variation every 4 bars is crucial. In jungle and DNB, energy often comes from small changes, not from making everything louder. Remove one kick on bar 6. Add a snare fill on bar 8. In bar 12, pull the bass filter lower for tension. In bar 16, leave a stop or a reverb tail so the next section can take over cleanly. Also check the whole thing in mono and at low playback volume. That's a great reality check. If the groove still reads quietly, it's probably arranged well. If it only works when it's loud, the phrasing is carrying too little of the weight. A few common traps to avoid here. Don't make the bass too constant. Leave gaps. Don't over-edit the amen until it loses swing. Move a few slices if needed, but don't grid everything into submission. Keep the sub mono. Don't let FX become a wash that hides the groove. And make sure you have some kind of change every 4 bars, even if it's tiny. If you want to push the darker side of this style, try a little saturator with soft clip on the mid-bass, or a very slow auto-filter movement only on the res layer, not the sub. You can also add a bit of drum bus to the drum group for extra smack. Just keep the low end tight. For extra menace, make the last 2 bars before the drop more mid-focused. Then bring the sub back in full on the impact. Here's a quick practice challenge if you want to lock this in. Set a 15-minute timer. Pick a tempo between 170 and 174 BPM. Load one amen break and make a 2-bar chopped loop. Build a simple sub plus mid bass patch. Write a 2-bar call and response, where the drums and bass leave space for each other. Duplicate it into 8 bars and make one variation. Remove one bass note, add one ghost snare, or automate a filter sweep. Then add one FX move, like a reverse hit or an echo throw. Finish by checking the bass in mono. The main thing to remember is this: jungle is conversation. The drums are not just background, and the bass is not just a drone. They're taking turns telling the story. If your section feels like the break and the bass are answering each other with attitude, then you've got the right energy.